Rasmussen poll shows 2-1 support for hire American over Business First. By Neil Munro on May 27, 2020. The swing voters who will decide the 2020 election oppose by 2-1 the inflow and hiring of more foreign workers amid the coronavirus crash. According to a May 20 to 21 poll of 1,250 likely voters by Rasmussen reports, 59% of swing voting moderate voters and 56% of non-GOP. Non-Democrat other voters agree that it would be better for businesses to raise the pay and try harder to recruit non-working Americans even if it causes prices to rise, the poll says. In contrast, just 27% of moderates and 20% of others told Rasmussen that it would be better for the government to bring in new foreign workers to help keep business costs and prices down. The poll arrives as President Donald Trump huddles with his advisors to draft curbs on a variety of visa programs. Trump's curbs might free up many jobs for the many American graduates who face unemployment and poverty because of the Chinese coronavirus. However, many of Trump's deputies put business priorities first and so favor the inflow of cheap labor for companies and investors. Rasmussen also showed that Trump's rhetoric of hire American first policy is also supported by 73% of Republicans and conservatives. Just 16% of Republican and conservative voters agree with the business pro-migration strategy. The hire American first results were slightly muffled when Rasmussen asked about higher-skilled jobs. Lobbyists for many business groups insist they need more high-skilled immigrants, even though many millions of skilled Americans have been pushed aside by outsourcing. This high-skill pitch has been effective with legislators, congressional staffers, and journalists, even though many U.S. college graduates are more skilled than the high-skill migrants demanded by business groups, say Indian migrants and U.S. managers. Rasmussen asked, should Congress increase the number of foreign workers taking higher-skill U.S. jobs or does the country already have enough talented people to train and recruit for most of those jobs? 60% of swing voting other and 58% of moderate likely voters sided with the Hire American First pitch by saying, the country already has enough talented people to train and recruit for most of those jobs. Just 23% of other and 28% of moderates called for the government to increase the number of foreign workers taking higher-skill U.S. jobs. But more respondents gave not sure answers to the high-skill question, suggesting a hidden reserve of higher American voters. The poll showed that 72% of Republicans and 69% of conservatives said the country has enough talented people. Just 19% of Republicans and 23% of conservatives urged the government to increase the number of foreign workers. The Hire American First option is also strongly supported by two demographics where Trump needs more voters, graduates and suburbanites. Notably, the poll shows that college graduates want to put American workers first. They responded 56% to 31% against importing more skilled workers. Suburbanites responded similarly, 59% against more skilled workers, and 25% in favor of more foreign workers. The same Hire American First skew was also seen in the raise the pay question, where graduates split 63% to 23%, and suburbanites split 64% to 20%. The loudest voices in favor of more migration were Democrats and people who earn more than $100,000 per year. For example, 33% of Democrats said it is better for the government to bring in new foreign workers to help keep business costs and prices down. 54% opposed. 39% of Democrats said they would increase the number of foreign workers taking higher-skill U.S. jobs. 46% opposed. Rasmussen polls match other surveys that show that Americans generously want to welcome migrants, but rationally want companies to hire Americans before importing foreign workers, especially in an economic crisis. These polls show that the public strongly objects to companies hiring foreign workers before American employees. For example, an August 2017 poll reported that 68% of Americans oppose companies' use of H-1B visa workers to outsource U.S.-based jobs that could be held by Americans. In response, pro-migration business first groups try to divert public attention away from migration, jobs, and wages. For example, pro-migration groups commission and publicize skewed polls which prod Americans to voice support for attractive young migrants, such as dreamers, or for foreign doctors, and to publicly endorse the 1960s myth that the United States is a nation of immigrants, not a nation of and for Americans. Follow Neil Monroe on Twitter @NeilMonroeDK, or email the author @Monroe@Breitbart.com.